Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. My name is Lacey G.
I'm Anna.
And we have our bestie that we could not be more proud of. Michael, welcome. Live by Michael.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here in the official studio space that I've only seen on TikTok every single week. This is legendary.
This is so cool because we actually had you on the podcast before.
Oh my goodness.
Like,
yes.
Over a year ago.
Yeah.
And we've had on this podcast, we've had a couple of guests here and there, but this is the first time we've had a guest like in studio.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the biggest honor of my life.
This is so cool. Our first ever.
I don't even have my headphones on. What am I doing? Okay. Here we go.
It's okay. Official. You look cool though. Official. Like having it, you know.
I look like a DJ like that, right?
Because you are a DJ.
Okay.
You are a DJ. Oh my God. I want to basically talk about you and your life and everything, but just to give everybody listening a little backstory before we just dive into it. We basically met on TikTok.
Absolutely.
Like during the pandemic.
The pandemic summer. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. The pandemic is kind of when, I feel like that's when TikTok, took off, blew up. Mm-hmm. And I think like most Swifties, I found myself on Swift Talk. I kept seeing your videos all the time.
Same to you.
And so would Nick, our other co-host who's not here. And we would send your videos like to each other
that
back and forth.
So funny.
And then even we like thought about like just talking to you at some point before we even had the podcast. Like
we started
the podcast and we're like, one of the first people we need to have on is Michael. Mm-hmm. Life by Michael. Your energy is just incredible. We just adore you. And so it's so crazy because obviously, we talk all the time about how Taylor Swift, like Swifties as a fan base, is such a community.
Yes.
And it's so cool too, like with this podcast, it's like the sub community. It's like a sub community within the Swiftie community. But we're just so excited. We're so excited you're here. Tell us everything about you, who you are, your life story.
Let's go. Well, I'm in Dallas because I'm doing a Taylor Swift night at the House of Blues tonight,
which
I'm so excited for. But yes, I have been DJing for Club 90s, doing Taylor Swift nights and other nights as well since March of this year. Kind of a crazy story. I call it the fanboy to DJ boy pipeline.
I love that.
How I got this job.
I love that.
I really had no experience being a DJ or anything like that. I just had experience being a super fan. So Club 90s, I went to their events like 5 years ago in Los Angeles when I first moved there with my roommates, and they would have like Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC night, and my friends and I would like go and dress up, and I just remember them being so fun because you would know every single song that they were playing, like at the theme party, you know what I mean? And you go to, I kind of explain it how your spectrum of a night out is like the top of the line is like the Taylor Swift concert, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to go, you get to see her live, know every song, you're with the community. And then the opposite end of a night out is you go to the bar, the club, you know one out of every five songs, one out of every 10 songs. And we're like this middle, almost upper ground of it's a concert experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing all your favorite songs. It's a community of people who are just like you and
you already have
that commonality. So you're already friends right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to like scream your favorite artist songs for 4 hours. And it's just was my favorite thing that I would ever go to. And I remember they had like a Disney throwback night and they played We're All in This Together from High School Musical.
Iconic.
And we were all doing the dance along that we watched and learned in like 2007 watching the dance along version. Yep, you know it. We're All in This Together, baby. And I just remember like feeling that community there. I was like, wow, these are my people and how it brought people together. I was like, this is so special. So obviously they weren't doing events during the pandemic. And the first event that they did back was a Taylor Swift night in Salt Lake City in like May of 2021. And I remember posting a TikTok about it because I was posting all my like Swifty stuff at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still am. But I was like, if you guys are in Salt Lake City, you need to go to this Taylor Swift night. It will change your life. These are the best. And it low-key blew up on Taylor Swift TikTok. All the Salt Lake City Swifties went. They're like, Michael, we only knew about it because of you. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I hope you had the best time.
You're an influencer.
And so I reached out to Club 90s and I said, I would love to do promo for you guys or literally anything you need. Like these nights speak to me. They are everything. I just want to like spread this joy.
You just shot your
this.
Shot.
It was exactly. So they're like, what do you want to do? I was like, anything. So the next night that we did was an Olivia Rodrigo Sour night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the perfect storm of Sour had just come out. It was the number one album in the world. Olivia's the biggest pop star in the world. The first time there was a vaccinated club in LA. And it's the first time people on TikTok were seeing people out and like singing these songs.
Yeah.
So I posted a video from it that got like millions of views. Olivia commented on it herself. She was like, I'm screaming, crying, throwing up. I was like, bestie, same. And then all these people were like, where is this, Michael? Where is this? And I was like, oh my goodness, we have to jump on TikTok for Club 90s. So I launched our TikTok. We grew to like 70,000 followers in a week. We
so
just
you
like
started,
exploded.
You started the Club 90s TikTok.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's incredible.
It was so fun.
And what I'm so impressed with you, I mean, everything, because you're just amazing, but you were making moves and doing changes and stuff during the pandemic as well. Whereas most people were not. I mean, I thought if there was ever a time to clean my house and lose weight and do all that kind of stuff, read. No, I was just depressed and on my couch. Mm-hmm. But you were making moves and helping yourself further your career. And then, I'm so glad that this happened to you.
Thank you
I'm so
much.
Glad that you made this happen to you.
It's crazy because, you know, we're always questioning our paths in life and why certain things happen to us or what we're going through. And it's cool as, I don't know, maybe you get older and you look back on it, you're like, all these things happen. Mm-hmm. So it could perfectly line up the way that it did. And so I ran their social media for about the next 8 months and I would go to the events I would have gone to anyway and just make like videos and help with stage stuff. And then in February of this past year, they were doing a Taylor Swift night in San Diego, but the DJ wasn't a Swiftie.
Mm.
So Jeffrey, who owns Club 90, said, Michael, could you go and host the event and just like hype the crowd? I was like, Jeffrey,
perfect.
This is the only thing I'm qualified to do in my entire life. I was like, I would be honored to do that. So I did. And then after that, he said, could I teach you how to DJ? And then you like go on tour. So he taught me how to DJ. And then in March, I started. I did like Philadelphia, New York, Anaheim, Las Vegas, Salt Lake. And then I've done almost every weekend since. And it's just been an incredible dream.
Were you nervous at all? Like, I mean, obviously, when you're in a room full of Swifties,
right.
you put on the music and you're golden. But were you nervous at all about, like, the crowd not being hyped or, like, or just, you know, getting into a career like DJing and being, like, performing and being on stage and trying to, I mean, leading a crowd, essentially,
right.
by just throwing yourself up there? I mean, was it kind of nerve-wracking at all?
A little, but honestly, I think it's because I'm such a hardcore Swiftie and I basically was like, this is the set that I would want to hear.
That's perfect.
And when you speak the same language as everyone else, I was like, I know what kind of show that I can create and like this journey I can take them on for 4 hours. So I just had a lot of confidence in that and just knowing every word and every breath to every Taylor Swift song.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just felt so natural once I got up there. It was weird because I'd never really been on a mic like in front of 1,000, 2,000 people before or anything like that, but I felt so comfortable there and comfortable with like the Swiftie community too, because you feel like you're just one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everyone's so kind and supportive and everyone's there to have like the best time. And I mean, when you're playing the best songs too, 10 Men All Too Well, and we're screaming and crying together. So
you're so right about speaking the same language, but how do you curate the set list? I mean, because we talk about it all the time. We're like, how is Taylor going to curate her Eras Tour set list based on emotions and beats and things like that? So I imagine that DJing is the same thing. Like, how do you go from All Too Well 10-minute version to Bejeweled,
Definitely. I think about it as just taking everyone like on this journey. So I kind of start more mellow or maybe songs that aren't the most popular kind of in the beginning, because it's a 4-hour set. So you have to entertain like 1,000 people for 4 hours.
For 4 hours.
And I think about that and how, you know, you can keep them there as well is the other trick of it. So I kind of go kind of slow and we kind of build up as we go to more upbeat songs. And I actually did an internship at MGM Resorts in Vegas when I was in college. And I remember we could get like anywhere on the strip. Like we thought we were so cool because we were in this internship program. And we went to a night at the Hawkasan nightclub at MGM Grand. And I remember going to a DJ set, I think it was Tiesto. And every half hour they would do something that would just like activate your senses. Like cash would fall from the sky or girls would like be in the air or like sparklers or something like that. And I was just thinking about when I do my sets, if I can do something each like half hour or something that can get people involved in things. So
yeah.
I started one thing where I do Exile and I split the crowd in half. One
Incredible.
Half is Taylor, one half is Bon Iver. And we like pull the lyrics on the screen and we go back and forth and do like karaoke style. And it's like one of my favorite times of the whole night. And different things like confetti cannons or if someone's dressed up as Taylor or some way, we're like pulling people on stage mm-hmm. that matches the music videos that we're doing. And then I do have another section I call therapy, which is like our time to cry in the club is basically what I say. Then I set that up and we do like back-to-back champagne problems into Last Kiss and everything like that. But All Too Well is really kind of the peak of the night. I play kind of not towards the very end, but towards that.
Yeah.
The latter half because it's a big, powerful moment.
And also important to note because I have been to your night, yes. your Taylor night before and I'm excited to go again tonight with Lacey.
Yes. Let me know what song you're going to dance on stage to.
Oh my God. And like I told you last time, I was like, throw it on shuffle. I'm ready.
I know. Okay. That was really fun.
I was like, I will do whatever you want. But also really important to note because whenever I went to your night last time you were yes. here, I took Ryan's sister because she was in town.
Oh, no way.
And she, I mean, she's not a Swiftie, but she's yes. a fan of Taylor. And she yes. she was excited to go, but she was like, I don't know, like, all of her songs. We got there. She knew every song.
I
was
oh,
like,
yeah.
You little liar. I was like, yes. you are a Swiftie. Not even. But she, I remember her being really blown away because she listens to Taylor's music, sure, but right. not, like, the deep cuts
yes.
or the live performances. So when you played We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, live from the 1989 World
it's
Tour, the rock version.
Yes. Yeah.
Ryan's sister was like, oh my God. She was like, I've never seen this. And I was
no
like,
way.
Welcome.
Yes.
Like, I was like, that's all it took yes. for her to just be like, whoa, Taylor Swift. But that's so cool too, because you go to these club nights whenever, like, if it is just a DJ that mm-hmm. is, you know, got hired to be there, they don't know to play stuff like that.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
The live performances or like you even pull like TikTok videos that are viral mm-hmm. and things like that. Like that's such a cool way to really, really be interactive and like you said, speak the language of
Definitely.
The crowd. Like that's so special.
No, I think it's so important if you're gonna do any of these nights that you're leading, especially a fandom, you need to like eat, sleep, and breathe the music.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. like all of our DJs at Club 90s. We're just obsessed with whatever theme that we're doing. So I mean Taylor Night's my favorite night to do.
Yeah, because you do other nights too.
Yes. I love Harry Styles night. I love a One Direction night. One Direction's fun because all of their songs are so upbeat, so it's such a fun,
yeah.
long dance party. The Olivia Rodrigo nights we were doing were really fun, so I'm excited for the new album when it drops because
yeah.
I know that tour we'll do for that will be insane. So.
Is it are your sets always 4 hours or is it just Taylor that's 4 hours?
All of them.
So what yeah. do you do when like you have Olivia Rodrigo who doesn't have 4 hours worth of
yeah
music?
So we'll pull in like artists because you know mm-hmm. we kind of find if you're an Olivia fan you're probably a Taylor fan as mm-hmm. well, you're probably a One Direction fan too. I'm through like Gracie Abrams in some of her sets and
nice.
Things like that. And then I go into like the deep High School Musical, the musical, the series, you know, things like that as well.
Perfect.
So those are really fun to do just because when you hear a song that you're not expecting at one of these nights, but it's still in the same like genre of mm-hmm. music that you love, that's really fun to
that
do.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
What a job. What a life.
I'm so spoiled. Like it doesn't feel like work. That's the thing. And people come up to me after shows and be like, Michael, how did you do this? Because this is like the dream. I'm like, no, I know. I like fooled someone because it's too fun. It's
and Taylor herself knows about it.
Which is nuts. Which is nuts. She reposted our Red release party. We did like the day, we try always do release parties when the new album comes out. So she reposted it on her Instagram story and her TikTok during All Too Well. And we had like these big balloons that were like autumn leaves that we threw on the crowd.
How cool.
It's falling down. Like
so
pieces
cool.
into place.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, Jeffrey, he made it snow in Chicago during All Too Well when it said, I still remember the first fall of snow. And
yeah.
he found a snowmaker and it snowed on the crowd. That was actually one of the best times ever. So
that is
we
so
love
cool.
like just making like magic moments. During the night.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun. Or like when you came and danced on stage at the first concert, like that was so fun.
That
and
was
like,
very fun.
No, that you people know you, Anna. That's the thing. Like seeing people on TikTok and then in real life, like
it's so,
so recognizable.
And it's so surreal. And it's so cool too, because I mean we sit here in our studio and we talk about Taylor Swift and it's amazing and it's awesome and it's so crazy that we get to like say that that's part of our job.
Yeah.
And then to go to like a Taylor night and meet other fans that are like, I
oh,
listen
yeah.
to your podcast. I'm like, no, you don't. Get out of here. Like,
yeah. Yes. No,
anytime someone tells
it.
Me, it was so funny. So last night, actually, Ryan and I went to, well, he had a Christmas party and then we stopped at Kroger, the grocery store, like really late at night, like 11 p.m. at mm-hmm. night. Ran in just to grab something to eat and leave. We were in the produce section and this guy from across the produce section at 11 mm-hmm. at night in a grocery store waves at me and he goes, hey, Anna. And I like just was like, hey, I didn't know this man, but I like, yeah. I was like, he knows me. So I was like, hey.
Yes.
And then from like across like the apples, he was like, I listened to 13.
Yeah.
Like he had to like clarify because yeah. he messaged me on Instagram later, which is so funny. He was like, hey, I'm that guy that said hi to you. I didn't realize that you like, that we don't know each other. I had to like specify that I listened to 13. But it was such a cool moment too. Just like, I listened to 13 and I was like, okay, see you at tour. Bye.
Yes.
So okay, so amazing. Speaking of tour.
Oh my goodness.
How many tickets do you have? Yeah.
One official.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay,
what night are you going?
Nervous.
Opening night.
In Glendale?
I know. No, okay. Are you serious?
Well, no. Yes and no. Okay. I'm going that Saturday, Glendale, the 18th.
Is, oh, so is opening, that the next day?
Yeah, so you'll...
Okay. Maybe I should stick around.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
I can scrap up another
which is something
ticket.
I haven't like revealed on our podcast yet, because we're going to the show in Dallas.
Oh, amazing.
And then I got tickets to Glendale with my friend who lives in LA, because we're awesome. Like, we'll just meet halfway.
Yes. Oh, that's so smart.
Oh, my gosh.
But I live in Los Angeles, so I'm going to sneak into SoFi somehow. I'm not worried about it.
Like, but opening night, that's going to be
so
incredible.
That's going to be so, like, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Like,
exactly.
That's going to be phenomenal.
No, one of my best friends, Kendra, we grew up in Montana together, and we would work the school store in the morning, like, serving coffees and bagels, and we would always pump Taylor Swift, so it was, like, our high school jams.
Yeah.
And she's a big Swiftie as well, and just knows how to get tickets every way, so she did all the work. I didn't do anything. I just was like, oh, incredible, and jumped on, so I am so fortunate.
Oh, my gosh.
For that.
Opening night. Yes. That is so, oh, my gosh.
So, Michael, I had so many people trying to get tickets that... My niece in Atlanta asked me, she said, well, how many tickets am I supposed to get? I said, honey, if you get them, you get all of them.
Oh.
She said, well, can my fiance go? I said, there's no room. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there it is.
You get a ticket if you get me the ticket.
Exactly.
And that's about it. Other than that, no.
Definitely.
We don't have room for him. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Lacey was not accounting for anyone extra.
No,
for anyone extra. So you're going to that, so opening night so far. And then
so far.
Okay, but there'll be more.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be great about it. If I get to see her once, that's all I
need.
I would love to see her in LA because that's where I first
saw her. Yeah, well, and it's just like in this whole Ticketmaster thing obviously just sucks like so bad. But I feel like the people, like, we're still going to go. Like, people that don't have tickets yet, I try to just tell them, like, don't give up. Like, first of all, like,
they'll come out.
I think they'll come out. I think anyone reselling tickets for thousands of dollars, that's not going to happen. They're going to knock the prices down. There's going to be other ways. And as like shows get closer and closer, there's going to be like radio giveaways and random giveaways on social media and like all this stuff. It's like, I feel like anytime we talk about the concert, you know, there's always people being like, oh man, I'm just so bummed. And I'm like, don't be. Don't be. Yeah, it hasn't passed yet. It hasn't started yet. Like, don't give up. You know, you're going to go. If you want to go to that tour, you're going to go. You're going to be there.
There's always a way.
One way or another.
There's always a way.
And you know what's so funny, Michael? I thought about you whenever we were getting tickets, because whenever we had you on our podcast over a year ago, we were talking about a hypothetical tour.
Oh, my God.
And I remember...
Oh, you guys would do, like, your set list, like, your dream set list. I remember, like, Style with Harry Styles coming out. Yes.
Yes. And I remember we were talking about... we were like, how much money would you spend on a ticket? And you said, and I kid you not, you said, quote, you cannot put a price tag on the best night of your life. End
that
quote.
Is something that I say.
End
that's
quote.
So
that,
funny.
And you said that. And I thought about that going into like getting tickets. And like Ryan was like, how much are you going to spend? And we were talking about, we're like, okay, budget, what are we willing to spend? And I was like, whatever it takes. I was like, I'm not going to put a price tag on the best night of my life.
Exactly.
I'm going to take Michael's words and and live by them.
Yes.
So that.
No, I stand by
so
that.
So just so you know, I thought of that whole ticket process. I was like, Michael said not to put a price tag on this. So
absolutely.
I'm not.
And you can't like consider that for every single night of your life and every concert, but for the big ones.
For the
definitely.
big ones, at least for the ones where it's like, you know, for the rest of my life, I'm going to remember seeing Taylor Swift on the Eras tour.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to remember how much I spent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hopefully.
100%.
Yeah. My limit, luckily I didn't touch it, but my limit was my credit card limit. And
honestly,
I've got several credit cards.
Yes,
so let's
there
put them all together. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. So speaking of tour, Michael, what songs do you hope that she plays on tour? What songs are the ones that you need to see for your well-being.
Okay, well.
You're a Cruel Summer fanatic.
Oh, number one. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I mean, after All Too Well, 10-minute version, of course. I'm like the Cruel Summer getaway car. Yeah. Jack Antonoff production. Guy.
Yes. Like, those are all. You and Nick are one in the same.
I know. It's too good. But definitely, probably most excited about Midnights because we haven't seen them.
That's true. Yet,
or heard them. First listen to Midnights, definitely Lavender Haze was my favorite one. Mm-hmm. It just hit so hard. And then as I've listened to it more, I think Karma is up there as well. So those ones.
I'm hoping that she opens with Lavender Haze. Like she starts the entire
show. At Midnight. Exactly. Oh, that's genius.
And it's just like black.
Yes.
And then you just like see like a silhouette of her with her microphone like up.
I know. I've seen
midnight.
The versions on TikTok that people are doing. It gets me so excited.
That's what I'm hoping. But do you think she's going to do, and especially since you do mashups or your nights where you curate set lists and things like this, do you think that she's going to do a bunch of mashups? Like we've been thinking that a lot of Midnight songs work perfectly.
Absolutely.
To segue into previous songs. Like, do you think that that's what she's going to do?
I think so, because, you know, the Reputation Stadium tour, it was a lot of mashups as well.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
It was like, Should Have Said No and Bad Blood together. Yes, so I mean, she and her team are all so creative. I'm sure she's making some really cool mashups, especially if she needs to fit as many songs as possible for like 2 hours, something like that. So
It's gonna be so therapeutic. It's going to be insane. I was telling them like on our podcast a few weeks ago, I was like, you know, we're going to be there at this concert. And I was like, but I'm sorry to y'all because you're going to have to be next to me.
Yes.
When I experience this moment. And I was telling my best friend, Kristen, since we're going to Glendale. And I was like, I hope you're ready to experience this like with me. And she's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little scared.
Because I'm not, I think we're the same in that when she plays a song, we're not like, I walked through the door. Like, I walked through the door. I probably just blew up this mic, but like, I shout every single
word. I'm going to lose my voice, and which is bad because we like use my voice as my job.
Okay. So. This is true. A little rasp the next day.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, I had so much fun at Taylor Swift.
I had so much fun, exactly.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, when you feel like you're at your best, you feel like you can do great things. And sometimes life will get you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed. And that is completely normal. That is just so human to not feel your best all the time. But sometimes working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of you. Because when you feel empowered, you're more prepared to take on anything that life throws at you. And what better way to start this year than by feeling like you're your best self? I can let you know that just from talking to a therapist from BetterHelp, sometimes you're just talking about things that you're feeling and you don't know the root of it. You don't know what exactly is making you feel the way that it is. And sometimes you need that therapist to just let you know what's going on, let you know why you're feeling that way, and help you so that you can guide yourself to your better self. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try BetterHelp. It's a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and it's entirely online. All you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorSwiftFan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/TaylorSwiftFan.
My fear, Michael, is that I've been putting it out. We have assumed for a very long time, hopefully we will get to meet Taylor Swift at her concert tour.
We're manifesting.
That's what we want this. To do.
Deserving. Like, shout out to the number one Taylor Swift podcast in the world. Number two podcast on Spotify. Like, we were talking before we started, but you guys have literally changed the internet and Swift dumb.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
Like, especially when you're creating a space, like, I mean, similar to me, but you're creating a space that brings people together.
Yeah.
Under the same common interest.
Which is just
you feel less alone and you're excited. Like, I don't know if you felt this way before TikTok, but I wasn't really into Tumblr, really Twitter at all. So I was always like, oh, I'm the only Taylor Swift fan. And then you realize there's so many people just like you, and they all want to be a part of the community. So
yeah,
it's very cool.
It is very, very special. Like, growing up, I loved Taylor, but I never had like Swiftie friends, I would say. And then working here, we were all like Swifties. We would just, every time she dropped an album, it was all we would talk about, to eventually when we had the idea of starting a podcast. Mm-hmm. But before we had the Taylor Swift podcast, we all had individual podcasts. And anytime Taylor would release an album, we would do an episode on our individual podcast just about the entire album.
Yes.
And it'd be like an hour long about the whole album. Mm-hmm. And now it's an hour long for one song.
Yeah.
Because we just have so much to say.
That.
Like when Folklore first came out, that was before this podcast. And we did like, it was like an hour episode.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this past time when we broke down Folklore, I think our episode on My Tears Ricochet was like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, just on My Tears Ricochet.
Nuts. No,
there's
I love
so
it.
Much to talk about.
There's so much to talk
She's
about.
She's just so genius and her lyrics are so beautiful. What is your favorite song? You already said Karma. Never mind. You
oh, from Midnight?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go 3 a.m. version.
Yes.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Oh, beautiful.
It's too good.
So good.
So beautiful.
Mine shoulda, woulda, coulda. From 3 a.m.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely going to play that tonight because it goes very hard at the bridge.
Oh,
too.
My God. Yes. Definitely. Yes. Are you allowed to play songs like unreleased songs? Like, or can you play hits
oh,
different?
I do. Oh, is it on YouTube yet? Every time I search to try and find it, I can't get it. Honestly, I should probably just download it off of iTunes.
I don't know. But it's not on iTunes.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
It's only on the Target CD. But I thought
it.
About that because I was listening to it this morning. I was like, I wonder if you're going to play this. But even if you would be allowed to, like if
right.
you did find, if somebody did upload it to YouTube, mm-hmm. let's say, and you were able to snatch it up, like, would you be allowed to do that?
I have never heard otherwise. I was in New York City doing a Harry Styles after party, and a girl sent me her Google Drive of unreleased Harry Styles songs.
Stop.
And we listened to like Baby Honey, Complicated Freak, like just very
That's amazing.
Deep tracks that never came out. And it was amazing. So, I mean, I haven't heard that we can't yet.
Because I'm ready to stream the
played,
bridge
I'd
of Hits
lie,
Different.
I
you
do
have?
That. Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Tonight?
Should I?
Yes.
I don't always because
Please, tonight.
It's such an OG, deep YouTube, crunchy but, song we listen to on like our Blue iPod Nanos or
yes.
something.
Yes.
So not everyone knows it, but I love it.
I know it.
Especially
I mean, that's going to be my request.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Even if I'm the only one that's like dancing. I guess that's a fear probably, right?
No, well, that's why I play the ones that aren't universally known like in the beginning.
Okay.
And then by like the next second half, I do like bops only. And we're doing the Love Store, the You Belong With Me's, everything like that.
We previously did an episode, an entire episode about the songs that we want to see on the Eras Tour. We all picked like each song from each era that we want to see.
Yes.
And I had said, I was like, if she plays I'd Lie, I would like lose my fucking mind. Excuse my friend.
I mean,
like
if debut comes out and she puts it on a vault track.
It's an Eras Tour.
Yes.
So,
like, we were
what's
there.
What's the craziest thing that could happen?
Definitely. That would be so cute.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
That is so cool. Because, yeah, I guess I have always wondered about these kind of nights. And we've, you know, come into problems with our podcast about, like,
yes.
copyright and things mm-hmm. like that. Because when we first started our podcast, we would play clips all the time and music mm-hmm. and everything until we were basically told that we're not allowed to do that. So now we don't, but we can still do the podcast because we're still talking. We just assume that everybody that listens knows the songs, right?
Yes.
But yeah, I guess I wonder that with like the like a Taylor Swift night, Olivia Rodrigo night, like when mm-hmm. copyright comes into play into that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's interesting because we were in a club setting, so really any dance club that you go to can play any song, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
So that's kind of the
that's so
experience
true.
that is. And I thought that about artists as well. As I was kind of starting, but then when Taylor Swift reposted it, I was like, well, I guess we're in the clear. And we've gotten reached out by so many artists like Olivia, Harry's team,
mm-hmm.
The Weeknd, Nicki Minaj, like celebrating our nights and almost
yeah.
like a thank you, because if they're not on tour, the fact that like their fans are coming together
mm-hmm.
and like listening to their music
and that's true.
Making friendships, this community, you meet people who are also a Nicki Minaj fan, then you are in a group chat with them, then you're like, oh my gosh, tour, are we getting tickets together? And like making the fandom bigger and more excited and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool to see, and like artists kind of like supporting and be like, wait, this is really awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. And Taylor Swift knows who you are, Michael.
That, I mean, that's really my only claim to fame in my whole life.
And
that
she's,
on my
she's commented on like a several
crazy.
Of your
it
like personal TikToks.
Yes.
Life by Michael.
We will, I always think it's not if, it's when I'll meet Taylor.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't get like worried or like stressed out about it. I think I was like, no, it'll happen.
It will.
Just, you know, like we all manifest it. So.
We have a running list of questions to ask.
Okay.
My fear going into this tour, though, if we do meet her, yes. I would assume we're going to meet her before the concert.
Yes.
Then
no, she
I
needs
hope.
To be here in studio.
No,
she can
oh my
sit,
God.
She can sit in my chair.
Imagine.
I can see it, you guys.
I just hope I don't black it. Out. I don't black out from absolute excitement. I
exactly.
know I'm going to cry and snot myself.
Yes.
So reminder, I need to pack tissues whenever I go on the tour.
Yes.
I do know that. But
yes.
I just hope that I don't get too excited and then like black out during the rest
exactly.
of the concert. Because I'm
no.
just like, I just met Taylor Swift.
What is like, do you have like an opening line that you like have in your back pocket just in case you start to black out and you like have to say something?
Are you ready for this?
Yes. No, I'm ready for it.
Hi. It's me. Lazy G.
That is so good. Wait, I've that needs to be anything. The Instagram caption as well. That would be so good.
It's me.
I love it.
It's so nerve-wracking because I feel like my entire life I've always thought about what it would be like to meet Taylor, but I fear that the moment it actually happens, I'm just going to either go completely silent and not even think of a single word to say or just babble on. Like, there's no in-between. Yes. There's no casual in-between like, oh, hi, big fan here. Like, no.
Exactly.
Like, either I'm crying and speechless or I'm crying and talking too much. There's like, I'm scared. I'm scared of what that day will...
I think you just have to fangirl so hard. I think you just really have to.
Wow, yeah. And all of us together, like, someone's going to have to be like, okay, get out of the way. It's my turn, you know?
I know. Exactly. Like, we can't take a group photo because nobody wants to be on the end.
Oh, there it is. So true. So true.
We have to go in, like, sets of two and then crop the other person out.
I know.
Have you not thought about this, Lacey?
No, I have not.
Anna literally has an entire strategic plan.
I do.
And you're supposed to stand on her... I forget what it is. It's I think it's her left because she tilts her head to the left in photos, like on the fan on the left or something.
She's
I had a friend
so
who
cute.
Met her and was going in with her dad, and she like heard about that, so she was like, "No, dad, you have to stand on the other side. I need the head nod towards the front."
Okay, good to know. Stand on her left.
I believe that's it. We'll confirm.
Dibs.
Confirm on.
Dibs on her left. Do you want to add a question that you have for her to our list of questions?
And oh my goodness.
Our list of questions. So it's been a running thing that we've had since we started the podcast. So these questions range from why wasn't Cruel Summer a lead single to what's your favorite Pop-Tart flavor? Like,
and
these have been like, we have like this whole running list. It's chaotic, honestly.
And we want to know what she puts on her charcuterie board.
Yeah,
do
that's
you
on
like
here.
Hot honey? That is on there.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you like hot honeys on here on your charcuterie board? We have, what did you and Harry talk about at the Grammys?
Oh, see, you guys are, these are all things. The Cruel Summer one, that one actually is very, very big for me.
It's so funny because since we've had this running note for forever, there was a question up here at the top, which means it was from a couple months ago, that just says, is there a Karma album? Which is funny because now we have Karma the song, but I guess I haven't looked at the previous questions before this, which is so funny. Do you ever get your own Easter eggs confused is another one.
No, she's genius.
Do you still have a trampoline?
Oh, I know. I want to know like the Lover Fest blueprints, the renderings. What was that? I need the entire
file. Who were the friends?
Who are the friends? Who's the festival?
That's
How long is this festival? Yeah. I had to think about it for a second because I knew there's something and I want to know everything about Loverfest because I just know it's going to be incredible. Because she said there weren't like places or venues that she could do. So she's like, so we created our own. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is that a field in Ohio? Like, where was this going to be?
Because I'm going to be there.
Because I'll be there.
I will be there. Okay, I added that. What are the Loverfest blueprints?
Yes, please.
That's a really good question.
That is a great question. Mm-hmm. I have always wondered who the friends were because it was Taylor Swift and friends and we never knew. Like, are they still friends?
I know. Who knows?
Is it people that are on the Eras tour?
Yeah,
is it people that blew up on their own in the last 2 years that now they are too busy? I have no idea.
And was it gonna be like really festival style, like it starts at noon and then Taylor's on at 9?
I have a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes, that is my addition to the list.
Okay,
yay!
Good.
Can't wait.
Good.
What did your Spotify Wrapped look like?
Oh, yeah.
Embarrassing. It was like sad boy central. I'll preface it with it's a little skewed because I listen to Taylor Swift on a CD in my car.
Me too.
I know. So it's a little skewed on there. So people are like, where are the Taylor songs? I was like, I'm such a CD boy. But number one was because I liked a boy, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I was like, she came from my throat this year. That album is so good.
So good. I really wanted her to be on the Eras tour. I kind of thought she would have been.
Yeah.
But I guess she's on her own tour.
That's true.
But that fantastic album.
It's so good. One
beautiful
of my
album. I was saying this earlier. I was like, we as a society owe Sabrina an apology.
Definitely.
I feel like we didn't give her the support that she needed when she needed it.
Exactly.
Because I liked it. Boy, what a good song.
Yes. But
good
I think we've come back from it now with all the support of all of her new music.
Very
she's
true.
Doing. Two was Memories, Conan Gray. Again, sad
lovely.
Boy, but that bridge, one of the best bridges of the year. Are you a Conan Gray fan?
I feel like I only know his popular ones. I'll have to listen to like his actual like songs and not just the ones that are on TikTok.
Yes, yes. Forever and More Role Model was my third one. I love
okay.
Role Model.
I know you're a fan. You're a fan.
Nonsense Sabrina Carpenter. See, love. She got me. And then what was my last one? Oh, As It Was, Harry Styles.
Okay, perfect.
But my number one artist was Taylor Swift, like ever yeah. since birth. So
Yeah. And it's so interesting because people always say like, because yeah, your number one artist can be Taylor, but then it's like not the top in the top five mm-hmm. songs. But I feel like that also just goes to show Taylor's discography because yes. you can have Taylor be your number one artist because you listen to her discography mm-hmm. on Shuffle or whatever. That's what I do. I listen to the complete playlist on Spotify on cool. Shuffle. But then it doesn't put like, well, with Midnights, like Midnights was my, all five of my top songs were
that
all from
That is incredible.
Midnights.
You had like 2 weeks to get where, that.
Yes,
in.
It wow. was an addiction, like yes. a full blown addiction. But it's like, okay, Midnights aside, like if it wouldn't have come out, I have no idea what my top song would have been because since I listened to her discography just on Shuffle, there wasn't like one song that I was constantly like on repeat mm-hmm. or anything like that because her discography is just so wide, mm-hmm. you know? And so I saw a lot of people online kind of with the same, not like complaint, but then they're like, Taylor's my number one artist, but why aren't her songs on there? And it's like, probably because you didn't listen to like one song over and over yeah. and over again. You listen to her albums, mm-hmm. which and says a lot about her, I feel like.
I have this gripe with Spotify where when I just have it on shuffle or I'll listen to like one song and then the next song, it'll push songs that they know that you already like.
Yeah.
So they're not like going for like a lot of times to find new songs. They're like, oh, you like this song. So they keep pushing Forever and More by Role Model at me. And I always listen to it again because I love that song. You know what I mean? But you're not, it's like repeating all these songs that they know that you already like. So
yeah.
then it's not coming up with these other ones. You know yeah. what I mean? Versus like Taylor Swift, I'll like search that out or something like that.
And yeah.
like the random ones, I like going random a lot, but it always just gives me what it knows it likes.
You know which artist I've been into as of this week lately? Wait, you look like you're about to
guess.
Oh,
I was going to guess it.
Oh, go.
What I know is this kind of obscure.
I feel like you would.
Okay. Can I get a hint, a category?
Female.
Okay.
New to me.
New to you.
Also an actress. She's come up on my TikTok
a lot.
Oh,
Renee.
Yes. Rapp.
Yes. No, absolutely. She is amazing.
Yes.
And she's like taking over TikTok too.
Yeah. She kept coming up on my TikTok a lot. And I imagine, well, my TikTok algorithm obviously knows me very well. And so I was like, okay, if TikTok keeps showing me her videos and mm-hmm. I like her videos, I like her as a person, I've got to listen to her music. I went to her Spotify immediately. I was like, oh my God.
Very good.
Why did I wait so long? And she just got cast in the new Mean Girls musical movie.
Too.
She's going to be Regina George.
No, she's
oh, wow.
so talented.
I think you would like her a lot, Lacey.
Yeah, I'll have to check her
Colorado,
out.
Colorado, that one. The one that I found messing. Yeah. Work on my uh-huh. mental health. Such one. A bop.
And no, in the kitchen.
I think definitely.
I cry.
Definitely.
Oh, so good. No, I love that you knew that though.
I was like, we're such the same wavelength and I feel like our FYPs are very similar.
I know.
So yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. Well, Michael, what do you want to see happen in 2023? What is on your vision board? What DJ nights are you going to do? You have just been going up and up and up in everything that you've been doing. What's in store?
Well, very excited that Taylor Swift is doing the Eras Tour because I know we can add a lot of different nights combined to cities. And I'm excited. I want to go to cities and do like after parties like I've done for like Harry Styles
mm-hmm.
and get people an experience, especially if they can't go to the show.
Yes.
Like create a space that they can come and get that experience or dress up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the dream would be to like follow along and do like a Taylor Swift tailgate at all the stadiums.
Tailgate.
Like, I don't know, be outside in the field somewhere and do things like that because that would be so cool. And then I've been fortunate to talk with other record labels who represent artists about doing official parties or after parties
or
things like that, which has been a really cool because I think that is such a fun way to connect with people and artists and kind of grow these nights and special appearances. Oh, that's a big manifestation.
Okay, good.
Some of these nights. If Taylor wants to come through to one of them.
Hey, it's only a matter of time before you have like the actual artist like make a guest appearance.
Yes, definitely.
Because I mean these nights are just getting more and more popular. Like
they're getting huge
and the artists clearly like it. Like it's only a matter of time.
Yes.
Or maybe you'll DJ the you know, pregame set at tour.
Oh, absolutely. Like, so game. So
that would be awesome.
Tour. That would be so much fun.
That would be next level.
Some tours do that.
Yeah.
Like, when the opener is kind of just like a DJ.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jonas Brothers
had that's exactly what I was thinking of.
That's what my friend told me. She's like, Michael, you could do that. I was like, I would actually die. But
yeah.
Yes,
and that was pretty cool.
Manifesting.
Start hitting up Taylor Nation now.
Hi, Tree. It's me. Hi. Hi again. It's me.
It's me again. I know. Every time I tag, like, Taylor Nation or Taylor, like, on my story, I'm like, do they see these? Are they like,
I know, right?
Her again?
It's funny because I just think about all the tags of Taylor Nation that I have that let's say that they're unopened, and one day when they like open it, the floodgates just come out, be like, yes, it's been a long time coming.
It's gonna be all of it. It's gonna be all of it. But they're definitely, I mean, you're on the radar. You're on their radar. Like, we know that for a fact. So there's only good things to come.
We'll make it happen. We're excited.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, very excited for tonight.
Yes.
Me too.
Unfortunately, didn't get to see you last time you were in town.
No, so where were you?
I was busy, and I'm really sorry, but I'm here now.
Yes.
I'm in for the night. I'm ready to go hang with my Swiftie besties and go have the best night ever.
Maybe you guys should come up for the Bejeweled dance. That
would be really fun. Bejeweled dance.
The Bejeweled
dance. Oh my gosh.
All right.
So nerve-wracking, but yes, we're in. We're so
everyone will. It's so fun to look out and see everyone doing like the spirit fingers at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Because
yes.
It's like we're all on our phones at home watching this, but then you come together and you see it's like, oh my gosh,
and you do
we're
it.
All one. We're all the same.
We are all the same.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're so happy that you're here. We're so
thank you for having me.
Thank
and
you
in
for
studio,
stopping. Yeah.
This was incredible.
Thank you for stopping by. I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to talk about or touch on before we sign off.
What all are your TikTok handles?
Oh,
Life by Michael.
Oh, Life by Michael. That is the one that is me personally. And then Club 90s LA is our Instagram and TikTok as well. So we post all of our events from there. I'll post whenever I'm DJing too. And yeah, we'd love to have you at a night. We do them across the nation. Oh, manifesting other countries this 2020.
Which
is amazing. Because like the UK Swifties really want us.
Yeah,
South
definitely.
America. And they're all... They're all so nice and amazing and everything. So
that is so
that.
Incredible. I just got 1,000 times more happier whenever you said.
So
leaving
if you
the
guys
want
to come and be like backup dancers, let's do that.
Take
the podcast on the road.
we've thought about it. We were like, it would
wait,
be
okay.
Fun.
This is just me and how my brain works. You guys need to get like a van or a bus and travel to all of the stops on the tour and guys like super fans that come in and talk or whatever and do videos.
Not a bus though. Can we private jet it? I mean, come on.
The PJ.
No, Taylor already got flack for that. We can't do that. We got to use up our mileage.
Think of the content in this bus or this RV. It could be luxury.
That would be
like that.
We definitely need to do something. We need to plan something. We had an in-person event for when Midnights came out.
I saw
out,
that. That was so
and
cool.
It was such a beautiful time. It was crazy that we really thought like, oh, her album's coming out. We'll just have a few people come and like hang out.
Yeah.
And then when 200 people RSVP'd, we were like, oh,
wow.
My God, like this is crazy. And I just want to see everybody again.
Someone drove from San Antonio, which is like 3 hours away. Someone else drove from Oklahoma.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And people do that for your shows too.
It is really cool.
Last time I met somebody at your show and they said that they drove from Oklahoma.
It's been really cool just because people have made such amazing friendships at these nights. Like I made so many friends when I would go, but it's like their thing now.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, when you guys come into town, all of our friends, this is our thing. We all go together and we like drive to do this or we go from college or something like that.
It's so cute.
Which is so,
it's
so
just
cool.
So, special so special to bond with someone over music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like that alone is so special. And then this is just like next level.
Insane.
Yeah.
And it's special for me because it's really an environment where that's so inclusive that everyone is celebrated, that you can come and just have like the best time of your life. And that gives me so much purpose as I like look out in the crowd and see all of that. I was like, oh, just like bring people together in like such a positive way that people are just having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
So,
and when people go by themselves and like,
oh, I encourage that. I encourage that.
That is super cool. And I've seen people do that for tour also, where they're like, oh, I bought just like a ticket. I hope to make friends. And we're like, you will.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You will. And there's people that came to our podcast event by themselves and left with phone numbers of other Swifties, which is like,
that's so cool.
It's so special. I feel like, I mean, obviously Taylor has outdone herself just in her career and everything. And it's been so cool to just build this community around her music and just like I'll purposefully like sometimes wear something Swiftie related out in public just to like The other day I was wearing my Speak Now hat when I went Christmas shopping.
I love it.
And there was a girl that went out to me and she was like, did you get tickets?
That's so fun.
I just knew what she was talking about. And she saw my hat. So she just like knew. And I was like, I did you? She was like, yes.
The airport is a great place for that as well.
Yes. Yeah. Just to find Swifties in the wild.
Exactly. Swifties in the wild.
Oh my God. I love that. You need a bit
with like a mini mic at the airport. And you guys have Taylor Swift stuff on and like people come up to you and stop people. And you can do questions or something. That is funny.
I was at a friend's boutique last night and randomly one of the brands at her boutique was Dear John, and I almost wanted to buy it just because of that. I mean, absolutely no relation to Taylor Swift, or at least I would assume.
Was it like notebooks or something, like Dear John letters?
No, the brand name was Dear John. It was just like leather pants or something. And then I thought, I was like, I kind of want to buy it, but then I don't want to support Dear John either.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but that was the first thing I thought. So it is borderline obsessive if I can't even see something like that. And I'm like, oh, do I get it? Like, Lucy, I felt so exclusive. One more thing. I almost got us. Maybe I shouldn't say it.
What?
Maybe.
No, tell me. Well, now I have to know.
Yeah, I do too.
I almost got us necklaces that were August.
Oh,
and it had, yeah, but I only almost got it because it was August, but then they were freaking expensive. My friend needed to come down on those prices because I was going to get one for you and one for Amy, but I was like, oh, that's a lot, like a lot.
Well, that's okay. It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, so maybe I can still find something on Etsy or something.
Yeah, that was very kind of you to even think about it. Also, you said borderline obsessive. I think we've passed that.
Yeah.
Definitely. We have a whole podcast here. We're worldwide.
I think we're passing. I did see, well, speaking of Swifties in the wild, at Jingle Ball, there was a girl that I saw that was wearing her cardigan.
Yes.
And I just went up to her and I was like, I love your cardigan. And she goes, thanks, are you a Swiftie? And I was like, you could say that.
Small,
I
minor.
Like, I was like, yeah.
Like a few songs.
And then we started talking about tour and stuff. And then I just kind of randomly saw her like later when we were leaving. She was like, bye. And I was like, bye, see you at the tour.
That's awesome.
But it was just so funny. Like, are you a Swiftie? And I was like, yeah, casually.
Anna walked past me at the Jingle Ball tour and I was screaming her name and she didn't turn around. But I knew if I screamed Taylor Swift at her, that would get her attention.
That is so funny.
Yeah, you did?
Yes.
I didn't even realize. I just
was chasing behind you. Yes. Yeah. And I was like, Taylor Swift. And then you turned around.
Oh, wow. Look at that instinct. I had no idea.
You're ready at all times. See, if you run into her, you're going to be good.
At all times. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, Michael.
Thank you both so much.
So wonderful. Make sure you go check out Michael's social medias, TikToks. Go see him live at a Club 90s event. For Taylor Night, Olivia Night, One Direction Night, Harry Night, whatever, all of the above.
And, all the fun stuff.
And hopefully you'll go international. We have a lot of international podcast listeners, so I'm sure they would love to
send me all the countries with the listeners. I'll put it on the tour schedule.
Put it on there, yes. Oh my gosh. Well, Nick usually signs off the episode, so I don't really know what to do next.
Well, thank you all. I love you both so much. And your spirit's amazing. And this just brought me so much joy.
We are so excited to celebrate with you tonight.
Me too.
Michael, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast with me.
That's not how we do it. Whenever we do episodes like without all four of us, we like panic when we sign off.
Yeah.
Like one time Nick and I were doing just an emergency Swiftie and he was like, I'm Nick. And I was like, I'm Anna. And we're like, since when? Since when do we sign off like that?
Yeah.
So we can sign off like that. I'm Anna.
I'm Lacey.
I'm Michael.
Join us next time.
Bye.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.